3, 2, 1, and here we are, Dan Hegerich at Do The Cure. That's Do The Cure, C.U.R.E. I use an acronym there to protect me from the medical mafia. I know people don't like that terminology, but that's what they are to me, as evidence of the last year or so. Anyway, here we are again. It's Thursday, March 18th, 2021. And this is my 13th episode, yay, lucky 13, on the topic of detoxification. That is a very large topic. And I want to give you my concepts of detoxification first, and then some suggestions on how to begin the process of detoxifying your life. It's not just your, you know, your bowels, like doing a bowel cleanse and you think that you're done and you're detoxifying. We'll get into that. So I hope your day is doing really well here in New England. We got a little mild rain going on as the spring approaches. I'm very excited about the sun coming back into play and the warm weather. I don't know about you. So I hope your day is beautiful wherever you are and that you're doing your best to make it a beautiful day for yourself and for others. Detoxification. If you want an overview of the concept of detoxification, it is really an ongoing process 24/7, 365 for the rest of your life. It's something the body does just by metabolic waste alone. You do know that as your cells perform or produce energy, there's also going to be metabolic waste or byproducts of that process. And that stuff has to get out of the body. First, it has to be neutralized, and it has to get out of the body. Just like, for an analogy, you might collect trash inside your house. That's the metabolic waste of living, and then you have to get it out of your house. And so at the highest level of detoxification, you got to think of your soul or your spirit to detoxify. What do I mean by that? You know, soul rehabilitation, soul detoxification. In general, it just means, what are you doing to become a good soul, a great soul on this planet? What are you doing that upholds what a good soul might be doing in their daily activities? In M.A. Qigong, E-M-E-I, Qigong, if you're not familiar with that term, Qigong, M.A. Qigong. So my teacher wrote a book called The Healing Arts of M.A. Qigong by Grandmaster Fu Wei Zhong. And it's quite simple to become a good soul, is to operate from your true heart. That might seem a little bit odd, but he says that the false heart is really wicked and it's very tricky. And therefore, operating from the true heart is how you cultivate the good soul. Some people might go as far as saying that some people just have karmic debt that they have to pay down. Some schools of philosophy will say that you have karmic debt. That's why the black cloud is over you all the time. That's why you're suffering in body, mind, and spirit, is because of karma. What you sow, you reap. So therefore, M.A. Qigong says, how do we extricate from this suffering? And that's to become a good soul. You want to operate from the true heart. And how do we navigate what I just said about the soul detoxifying? Because in the MA Qigong version, the Chinese MA Qigong, or most philosophies from the Eastern principles, say everything comes from spirit. Everything starts from spirit. So whatever you're experiencing in the material plane of living in your body, aches, pains, illness, disease, mental stuff, mind stuff, all comes from the spirit. As an aside, I have learned and been taught that spirit, through your mind, can heal your body. That's been proven. Yet it hasn't worked for everybody. Yet the spirit through the body can heal the mind. Therefore, the common denominator is spirit. Everything comes back to the soul, your soul. So what they say is cultivating the heart, or the true heart, is the ultimate way to extricate from suffering. So on the internet, when you Google detoxification, have you heard this? Has someone shared with you the real truth at the highest level of our existence as human beings? So we want to learn how to cultivate this true heart so that we can remove ourselves from the false heart. And I'll get into that. So let's just move along into the mind detoxification. Actually, before I do that, let me back up and give you an idea of some people that understood what it meant to have a good soul and to operate from a good spirit, a good person. It's a quote by Frank Outlaw, the late president of Buy Low Stores, BILO Stores. Now, I don't know of them, but I found this a long time ago. It's a pretty popular cited quote. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. And becoming a good soul is really about your character. And the ancient Stoics, I just kind of stuttered there. The ancient Stoics would say that becoming a good character is becoming virtuous, living in your virtues. The basic virtues of wisdom, cultivating self-mastery, exercising your courage, extending love and expressing love in the world, which is another form of courage because it's encouragement for someone else. To demonstrate courage is an act of love. You can also cultivate gratitude, which will certainly help with detoxifying the false heart and cultivating the true heart. Hope is another virtue. Curiosity, and of course, your own personal energy is another virtue to cultivate. But in general, the Stoics believe this. A couple of more quotes to hit it home. So most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. That's Henry David Thoreau. And that's because of the soul. The soul hasn't woke up to take control of the mind and carry out the soul's purpose in life. And this is my top optimal coaching priority, is to set you straight on living an inspired life with purpose and meaning, or knowing your role in this lifetime. And not to just be a part of that purpose, but to actually live it with great vitality, health, well-being, and more importantly, to keep a sane mind along the way. As long as you can, to live healthy, wealthy, and more loving today than you were yesterday. Becoming a great soul, a great human being. The Gospel of Thomas says, if you bring forth what is inside of you, what is inside of you will save you. If you don't bring forth what is inside of you, what is inside of you will destroy you. And that goes both ways in terms of whatever your greatness or your gifts are for society and for humanity to help it move along in its own evolutionary path. That has to come forth. You have to bring that out. We have to get that out into the world. Because if you don't, well, first of all, if you do, it'll save you from all this quiet desperation. And if you don't bring it forth, what's inside of you, it will destroy you. In other words, you will go to your grave with the song still in you, the dream still in you, the book still in you. The other thing is, if you do not bring the toxic stuff inside of you, the toxic thoughts that lead to toxic behaviors, or in that quote beforehand from Frank Outlaw, your toxic thoughts, they'll become toxic words, and your toxic words will become toxic actions, negative actions. Those negative actions will become negative habits. Your negative habits will create a negative character. And your negative character will be your destiny. So what we want to do is bring forth this toxicity, this negativity, and bring it up and get it out. Because if you bring it up and get it out of you, it will save you. And if you don't bring that junk out of yourself, the waste matter, if it doesn't leave your body appropriately, then if it stays inside of you, it will destroy you. Think of if you never took your trash out of your house, all the trash that you collect, all the garbage, and you just let it build up. If you don't take that stuff outside of you, if you don't get it up and out, there'll be a problem. And certainly Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs states it, that what one can be, one must be. It's a need. It's a soul need to actualize yourself, to become a good soul. So detoxification for me has to encourage the highest level of that, which is detoxifying the soul. Purifying the soul is the opposite terminology. A lot of people don't like that language, purifying the soul, to be a pure soul. But it's true for me that life becomes easier, becomes more wonderful, more joyful when I'm coming from the true heart. And so therefore, I have habits that I've formed in eating, moving, sleeping, breathing, meditating, etc. We'll get to some specifics down the road here about how I can keep myself in my musical instrument here called the human body, how I can keep this body tuned up so that I can keep my soul tuned in or tuned in with my soul so I can play music. But do you know what it sounds like when you play with an instrument that's not tuned up? And even if you have a great musical instrument, if you're not tuned in, then what might manifest? Let me give you an example of what it means to come from the false heart, according to M.A. Qigong. One of them is fame greed. Manifestations of suffering is from greed. Fame greed, love greed, what the hell else they have? Money greed, and then power greed. So these four greeds are in the false heart. And so we have so much information to share on this topic, just even at the soul level of detoxifying the soul. That would be fun to have some guests on to talk about that and share their experiences and profession about that and expertise on that. But we also have to detoxify the mind. And that means our beliefs, our perceptions, and programming. The inner dialogue that forms this inner language, these inner words that we self-incriminate ourselves, criticize ourselves, judge ourselves, and therefore they become our actions. And therefore we start judging others, criticizing others. One of the great books out there, The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. The Four Agreements. One of the agreements they have in Toltec wisdom is be impeccable with your words. When you're impeccable with your words, you're not only detoxifying your mind, but you're also coming from the true heart. So you're actually cultivating the true heart, and therefore you're purifying the soul. Or in the religious connotation, such as Christianity, repentance, to repent, the science of changing your mind. So we want to take a look at our belief systems, our perceptions and programming, and how they need to be detoxified, because we have so much information being input every day into our minds and into our sensory system. And we must be able to detoxify those, defragment that computer, the brain and nervous system, and sift through and assimilate. What are some golden nuggets of truth that I experienced today? And how do I eliminate and get rid of the stuff that was not true for me today? That's the detoxification process. How do I use my power of awareness and choice to discern what I'm going to accept and what I'm going to reject? So we are totally bombarded from inputs from culture, society, family, television, television, because it's programming. Media, advertising, marketing, even music, what you listen to in movies, what you watch. They all influence or feed us this information or this energy that we need to consider detoxifying some of that. And then finally, we get down to the body and detoxification of the body, its systems, its tissues, its organs, its glands. And finally, we were going to get into the cells of the body. You got to get into the cell of the body. Just like I said in the soul, you got to get to yourself. You got to detoxify yourself. So at the body level, we detoxify the cell or cells of our body. And cleanses essentially address the systems of the body and maybe the tissue of the body, the systems, the digestive system from mouth to anus, right? Including the liver and gallbladder, the circulatory system, kidney, bladder, and more importantly, the lymphatic system, as well as the skin, because the skin perspires and allows for toxins to leave through perspiration. And you have the respiratory system, and you detoxify through your expiration when you expire, and also skin. That's why the skin organ is a very important player in detoxification, because it acts twice. Helps with the circulatory system detoxifying or cleansing, and helps with the skin. And then the other system is the generative system, the nervous system and the hormonal system. The nervous system and the brain have to be detoxified. The cells of those systems have to be cleaned out. There is a lymphatic system in the brain called the glymphatic system. And that has to move waste from the brain and out every day, every night, 365. And you know what's important for helping that? The brain detoxify? Sleep. Rest. Pure rest. To give the brain a rest. Sleep is very vital in helping with cleansing your brain and your nervous system and your hormonal system and helping to reset your generative system or your ability to regenerate. And of course, like anything else, we have to bring awareness to how we're poisoning ourselves, because that's the first step in detoxification, is stop putting poison in you. Now, you have control over the things that you're putting into your mind, your body. And we have to be aware that there are some things that we're not in control of directly that are poisoning us too. Just look at the air. Look at the skies. Chemicals are being put into the air all day, 365, been doing it for decades. They've been doing it to our food chain for decades. They've been putting poisons and toxins in the waterways for decades. And never mind the electromagnetic field. They've been poisoning that as well. The natural Earth's electromagnetic field, that's been being poisoned. And things I don't know that government, corporations, world leaders are doing. Who knows? So we have to stop poisoning the stuff that we have control over and really pay attention to the stuff that we're not in control of directly, but we're going to have to make strategies or have strategies to help us, to protect us from the toxic insults that are coming from who knows how many places they're coming into our lives. Depends on how you're living. I'm not going to go into where you might be seeing some of these poisons coming into your life. That's pretty easy. You could actually go ahead and research that yourself for now, but down the road, as I get better and more skilled at this, at the art of podcasting here, I guess it's what it's called, and getting better and bringing some people on as guests to talk about these in greater specificity. But right now the concepts are really important, because if you don't get the concept, even the actual application of things, it will be harder. So the whole idea of cleansing the body with a colon cleanse is to help open up that downstream pathway for detoxification to become more efficient and effective. And if you open up the pathway of the liver gallbladder, you open up the pathway of the circulatory system, the lymphatic system, which is pretty much the most, one of the most important detoxification things we can strive for at the body level, aiming to get at the cell. And the skin, of course, is part of that, the circulatory system. So you want to stop poisoning yourself to the degree you know that you're poisoning yourself, and then become more aware of how our society has created that there's a lot of toxicity or toxins being put into our food, water, and air, and how we can protect ourselves from that. So here are some suggestions. Start doing what will nourish your spirit, mind, and body. Start doing that will nourish your true heart. Start nourishing your thoughts, your mind, your thoughts and your feelings. Leonard Orr, a teacher of mine in the past, Leonard Orr, who's really regarded as the father of conscious breathwork for the West, for the Western world, said that there are three things that really influence us: our ignorance of our soul and our true heart, our emotional energy pollution, and our diet, the way we feed ourselves. And that includes water or beverages. So we start to do what will nourish our spirit, mind, and body. First, we need awareness. We need to become aware of how the poisons are getting into our lives and how we're bathing in them in some ways, or they're in our environments. But practically speaking, meditation is one of the highest forms of detoxification and purification for your soul. Sleep and restoring your circadian rhythm to the natural cycles of life and nature is a very amazing detoxification, purification, regenerative process that you can start to implement straight away. And you can read the book, Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, for more information on the science behind sleep and how important a good night's rest can be on our well-being, and consistent good night's sleep. If you don't have good night's sleep, then your detoxification is naturally not going to work very well. And that can have a cumulative effect. Breathing. To breathe deeply, slowly, consciously, is a very, very, very powerful, wonderful way to detoxify the spirit, mind, and the body. And sweating. To sweat. We're designed to sweat out our, as a detoxification pathway of a process of getting toxins out of our body to keep us clean. If you've ever been to a sweat lodge, also really a purification process, especially in the traditional Native American or Indian process or sacred healing, sacred connection to prayer and to sweat out and purify, which is another term for detoxification. So sweating passively and actively, passively through hot baths, hot springs, especially natural hot springs in nature. Sauna. And actively through activity. And cleanses that are all out there on the web, anywhere you can find them, all over the place, they can be useful in the beginning to help clear up and open up the downstream pathways of these systems. As I mentioned before, the digestive system, including the liver, gallbladder, the circulatory system with the kidney, bladder, and lymphatic system, the blood and lymphatic system, and the respiratory system through your deep breathing and the skin. Remember, we've got to get that skin working. And then deeper into the brain and nervous system so that the regenerative system can have the ability to rest better and sleep deeper. And that opens up these pathways so that deeper detoxification can happen at the cellular level. And getting inside the cell. It's why in the Eastern ways of detoxification, such as Ayurveda, their Ayurvedic medicine, the traditional medicine of India, they could put you through a good 28-day Panchakarma detoxification / purification treatments. And it's they have these phases. This first 7 days is to open up the downstream pathways. Then you start to get into the emotional part with all this lymphatic massage, because they massage you every day, once or twice a day. Get the lymphatic system moving and having you sweat through herbal wraps. They wrap you up in a sauna tent with herbs all over you. And starting to get into the emotional side. So the longer they go into this process, the deeper they go heading into purifying your soul. Vipassana meditation is another available process. It's here in the States. You could look it up, Vipassana meditation, 10 days, minimal food, and just 10 hours a day of meditation, sitting with your thoughts and becoming aware of all the pain we carry in our body that's we're unaware of. So the big picture, detoxification, the aim of detoxification is to become a great soul. That's the whole purpose. It's not to lose weight. Weight loss is a benefit of detoxification and purification. It's to become a good soul. And yes, take that good soul, watch your thoughts, because they become your words. Watch your words, because they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. And the only thing you leave this planet with is your character. That's your legacy. Was I a good soul? Did I do right by people? Did I do right by myself? Or did I wrong people? Did I lie? Or was I standing up for truth and integrity? What was I doing? How did I live? What was my character that I developed? Thus, if you bring forth what is inside of you, What is inside of you will save you. If you don't bring forth what is inside of you, what is inside of you will destroy you. And unfortunately, as it destroys you, misery loves company. So you're going to look to take people down so that they can experience the pain that you're experiencing. That's not a good soul. You need purification and detoxification. And as we get clearer and cleaner and detoxification is really working, we become real honest. It's easy to be honest and authentic. And we can have intimate connections a lot easier, a lot deeper too. I hope we're coming to the end of this. I hope you had some something to think about, that you receive some value from this, because really the object of this podcast is to help you shift from doing disease, dysfunction, delusion seemingly necessary, you know, that it seems like it's part of our culture, that that's what we do, and that doing something to prevent illness, disease, and dysfunction happening in our lives is really challenging for all of us, because it's really not embedded in our culture, our society, or our family traditions. So I hope you receive some value for this and that you can actually start to think about this and actually apply some of this stuff. Meditate, start to get some sleep early, improve the quality of your sleep. And then we can also start to sweat, hot baths, actively sauna treatments. And if you're really interested, check out some Panchakarma treatments that you could go to and help you along. And of course, if you have any questions for me, then shoot me an email at danhegerich@yahoo.com. danhegerich@yahoo.com. I'll leave a link inside the description box here. And if you also value this, please share this with someone that you think would be interested in it. People that are on the path of becoming a good soul in health, wealth, and love in relationships. Until we meet in person, which would be ideal, or if we meet in some other way, cross paths some other way, keep your body tuned up and your soul tuned in. This is Dan Hegerich. You're listening to Do the Cure podcast on detoxification.